Maureen O'Donnell, Termon goalkeeper. An impressive victory for your team here today.
Yes, I mean, I suppose that's what we wanted coming down to the Burn Road. We never wanted another team come here and, you know, defeat us on a day like that. It's a sore way to go out of a competition, especially when you're in your home patch. So we're delighted to get the victory under our belt and move on out and progress towards the semi-final, you know.
Yeah, it's a few years since you competed in the Ulster, in the province, and you've a different kind of feel to your team now. A lot of new players in there. They were probably their first big Ulster game, but they handled it well.
They did. To be fair to them, they were exceptional out there today, and as you say, we have a very new squad of players coming through there. There is a few of the 2014 panel coming through there, even the 2015 when we got beat, you know, a few experienced heads that are playing for county, but it's a team. We're a team very much in transition. You know, we have a lot of under-16s, under-18s, minors coming up there, and they're a credit to the club. They've come into the squad and they've really settled in well, and they've picked up the system and they're working hard. And I mean, football isn't just played and won out in the field. Football is very much about off the field and the commitment that levels off the field with the young girls, and trying to bond them and engender them into a team, like, and getting the team spirit bang on, you know. And they've bought into our story as much as, you know, as much as us, and that's what makes it out in the day. Everybody playing together, no weak links, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, like, they obviously got off to a good start there today, but then Emer Alcorn was sent off and you had to play more than 40 minutes with only 14 players. Like, so that was a big setback, but it didn't really knock you off your track.
Yeah, well, you know, I was very unfortunate there that Emer Alcorn got sent off today. I felt it was a little bit harsh, but things like that happen on a day on the big stage, you know. Their girls' nerves are up, you know, calls can go the wrong way, but you have to be prepared for that when you're playing, especially when you come into Ulster and playing senior teams in Ulster. You know, referees, you know, they make mistakes as well on the field, and you have to try and keep your head around you. And when we go down to 14 players, we have to remember that we have a system to play to, we have a game plan. And, you know, to be fair and to credit to the girls out there, they stuck immensely well to that game plan out there today, and I suppose that's why we have the victory and that's why we went ahead by so much, you know.
Yeah, you're starring in goals at the minute, but you were in a former life a potent inside attacker. Geraldine was exceptional again there today, 2-7, and Bridget Gallagher gave her great support as well. They were a handful.
Yeah, they were. I mean, Geraldine on any day is going to be a handful, and Bridget Gallagher's an absolutely fantastic player. She's just come into the team a couple of years now, and she's really, really gelled into the team. She does a lot of the work off the ball that, you know, you don't get a lot of credit for, but I was delighted to see her getting the goal there as well today, and some of the rest of the forwards getting on the scoreboard as well when they come on. You know, we have young Jodie McFadden coming on there into the team, young Chelsea Gorman coming on. Maya's come back in there from Rugby, and she's playing. You know, everybody has a role and everybody has a position, and Geraldine herself will tell you that she's only as good as the ball that she'll get, you know. And when you're feeding ball into the forward line, you have to be able to get the ball in. So it's coming out of defence, turnovers from defence. The defence were just out in the feet today. They were just amazing. They kept the system, stuck to it, and got the ball up the field, got the ball into the players, and to be fair to the forwards, are very clinical today as well. So, you know, absolutely team effort, 100% team effort today that got us over the line, you know.
Yeah, and that advances you through the semi-finals. Now a big tasty fixture against McCartans from Tyrone. That's likely to be here on the 13th of October. There's bound to be a big crowd on the Burn Road that day.
Yeah, well, to be fair play to the crowd to come out to support us today. I know they were all behind us trying to get us into a semi-final, and sometimes the crowd can act as a 16th player on the day as well, and they definitely were today, and they'll be looking forward as much as us to coming out here again. We're very fortunate that we have a game here in the Burn Road. I suppose we've probably Danny up there looking down us when the fixtures will be made, maybe to give us an extra wee bit of a hand along the way, so we don't want to let him down either. So we're out now, I suppose, 2 weeks time against St McCartans. No easy threat. We went out there the day, we didn't know a lot about Clan Éireann. You know, we'd rather maybe focus on our own team game, our own plan going out on a day like that. So we're going to be the same going ahead the next day into the semi-finals. Yes, St McCartans are a big game, a big team. They'll come at us as well, and they'll be doing their preparations on us. We'll probably do a wee bit of preparation on them, but we want to stick to our game plan, go out, enjoy the football, because football is all about enjoying it too, enjoying the game, and maybe trying to make it a bit entertaining for the spectators. So hopefully we can rise to the occasion again now in the semi-final and maybe come away with another victory and progress into the final.